This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Security and verification and, you know, keeping your data safe and everything like that. Amazon is set to, in just over a week, remove the privacy option from their Echo devices, these devices that have Amazon Alexa, meaning all recordings will go to the cloud. The Do Not Send voice recordings feature that you had been able to enable on all these devices will no longer be available. Should people be worried about this?
Yes. I mean, any of these things that, purport to, record, some kind of audio signal and digitize it and then send those signals or those full recordings to the cloud. Yes. And it's, by the way, it's not just, Amazon that does this at the end of the day. Even all of our cell phones are recording a lot of what we're saying and digitizing that. So, there are major privacy concerns there. If you read some of the privacy policies, that a lot of these organizations put out, they're nearly impossible to understand. They're written by a combination of legal teams and technical teams that are trying to indemnify any kind of risk or future use of that data. And so is a privacy advocate, yes, that is, digital privacy advocate, yes, this is a huge concern to me. We have removed the power from the consumer to opt out, which is a basic fundamental privacy right at the end of the day. Privacy is about we have control over our data. We get to say how our data is used, what it looks like, how it's handled, what information it reflects. And the more ability we take away from the individual who's providing that data, the worse we are from a privacy landscape perspective.
Do you see people then ditching these devices or not necessarily?
No, I don't. And, a lot of it comes down to when you read the privacy policies and first of all, most folks don't read the privacy policies. Most folks, we don't read the terms of use. And look, I'll include myself on that, right? We want to use what we want to use. And in that moment, the privacy implications kind of become secondary. And, I think a lot of us kind of fall into that bubble of, look, I want to use this now. The privacy concerns aren't first and foremost in the front of my mind, or it's not something that's necessarily tangible to me right now. I want to use that Alexa. I want to use that Echo. I want to be able to talk to it from across the room and have whatever music play that I want or make some kind of an order. That convenience is worth it enough to us that we're willing to, in that moment, forego any of those policy concerns. Where we really start to second-guess ourselves is then when we see news of some kind of big privacy breach or data breach or something like that. The concern here is, not only what is Amazon doing with that data on the back end? I mean, they're obviously mining it and doing, data analytics on that to do better business. But what happens when they lose control of that data? What happens when there is a data breach and then somebody else gets a hold of that data? So there's a lot of concerns that kind of swirl around with that. When it comes to privacy, it should be the default. It shouldn't have to be something that we opt into. It should have to be something that we opt out of. And unfortunately, that's not the law. And so, you know, a lot of these things we either need to know to drill down to deactivate the privacy settings, or, you know, in this case of Amazon, we're being asked to ditch that entirely, and we more or less consent to all that data sharing when we actually click on that terms of use and say, yes, I accept or I agree.
Well, super interesting stuff. Hey, Kevin, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it. Kevin Cleary from the University of Buffalo School of Management joining us live this morning.